This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Not ambulance chasing, but plenty of rides in one.
From the hips down, man, it's a disaster.
The firm. Patrick Harris.
And someone crashed their car on the I-5 bridge.
Danny Meringue.
I've had some bad runs.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, hour number deuce here, the firm of Harris and Meringue. You missing the first hour, you can download that, The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, over on the YouTube channel. You can check us out there as well if you missed the sunrise, guys. Or if you're not going to be able to watch Primetime Live, you can check that out on the YouTubes or the Odyssey app. Rewind, fast forward, except for Into the Future, for that would be impossible. You know, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, Saturday, or Monday, or Thursday, or Tuesday, or whatever the hell day it is. All season long, starting just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're looking around the league at all these teams. Instead of just breaking down games, I figured it'd be fun to just talk about teams that are entering the playoffs. And we land on the New England Patriots. We'll do the Steelers here in a moment. We land on the New England Patriots. And they're a fascinating team in all sorts of angles. They bring in Mike Vrabel. Which by all accounts has been a slam dunk hire.
Yeah, it turns out the Titans were dumb.
Turns out the Titans were made very poor choices in letting Vrabel go, and I'm surprised that he lasted on the free agent market as long as he did. Obviously, that was a huge signing. Josh McDaniels continues to do great things as an offensive coordinator. But the biggest thing for them is the leap that it took from Drake May.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of speculation, kind of that freshman quarterback class that Drake was a part of, which will be known as
pretty good.
The quarterback class of our generation, probably. There was talk after that first season that Drake might have been the bust. You know, I think right now that has probably shifted to Michael Penix a little bit due to his injury, whether that's fair or not. Because Bo's the number one seed. Jaden Daniels was offensive rookie of the year. Caleb shows sparks all the time. You're in a really good spot, but Drake May is one of the biggest reasons they're here right now.
Yeah, Drake played 13 games last year, came on, 15 touchdowns, 10 picks, completed 67% of his passes. You know, what we typically kind of see from rookies, there's flashes, but to go from that to completing 72% of his passes, which led the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big guy. Like he's not Josh Allen big, but he's 6'4", 230.
He could get Josh Allen big.
He's a big boy.
He's still young.
Solid frame, right? Ran for 450 yards, threw for, 4,400, had 31 touchdowns and 8 picks, had an interception rate of 1.6%. When you're sub-2, honestly, when you're sub-like 1.8, you're in that elite category if you're throwing the ball that much. But it wasn't just that. It's his, yards per attempt, his average air yards. Like, this isn't check down Charlie. This is a guy that's pushing the ball down the field, and as bat-ass crazy as Stephon Diggs is, talking about additions, he's still really good.
Really, really good, and gave them a bona fide number one receiver. I was just laughing with you in the break. They drafted a wide receiver in the third round who doesn't see the field.
Yeah.
So that tells you this offense is kind of clicking, and they're clicking with the guys they had. Look,
Hunter Henry didn't die this year.
Hunter Henry did not die. You are correct. Look, outside of Stephon Diggs, not a ton of, flashy signings in the offseason, not a ton of flashy trades. You know, they went offensive lineman for their first pick in the draft. You know, take note, guys.
Yo, Vrabel, hey.
Build the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know how this works. I think the only thing that concerns me about this team going forward in the playoffs is when you look at their schedule. They have only one win on the season against a team over 500.
Yeah, they have as many wins over teams over 500 as the Raiders, and the Raiders beat this team.
Exactly. We'll chalk that up to Week one stuff.
Don't you dare take that away from me.
Is that one of two wins you guys got this year?
Yes.
Who's the other win?
Chiefs.
Oh, nice.
Suck it, Chiefs.
That feels good.
It does. It's great because you beat the Chiefs and you keep the number one overall pick.
That is pretty great.
Yeah.
It feels awesome at the end. So I think that's kind of just the biggest problem. You know, you're in a close game with the Falcons, a close game with the Bucks, an ish-ish close game with the Bengals. You lost to the Bills once, but you beat the Bills. Mm-hmm. You're in a close game against the Ravens. I think that would be my hesitation and probably why if I'm picking games, I'm not really investing in New England that high. I just worry that they're not really battle-tested. I worry that when they play every team they're going to play in the AFC playoffs is over 500 and are better than any of the wins outside the Bills that they have on their schedule this year.
See, now, I think, though, just
my concern,
just devil's advocate counterpoint.
Sure.
All those games that were close games and they didn't beat anybody with a record over 500, but they still won them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't slip up. They didn't lose to anybody.
They did
you
not.
You can only beat the teams that are put in front of you. And so, you know, I mean, what are the winners have? 8 straight and 10 straight, something like that.
They won 10 straight. They've won 13 of their last 14.
Yeah. So, but the thing is,
14 of their last 16.
One of the biggest marks of good teams is you don't lose to the bad teams.
Totally. Totally.
And they did not do that.
Yeah. You know, we talk about this in college football a lot. It's like, I can only play the teams that are in front of me. If you're Ohio State, look, I didn't make the schedule. Wink, wink. I can only play the teams that I played. And there is some of that in the NFL. And the difference between the NFL and college, the most obvious statement I'm going to make of the day, is that they are still professionals. Okay. The Titans and the Browns might suck, but they still got pros.
You can get got.
You can get got. Look at what the Saints have done the last five weeks. You can get got. The Saints have 6 wins on the year. Nobody saw that coming.
Nope.
I think that's just my biggest fear. As far as the Patriots going forward, next year is going to be a real big, tough year for them. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have a high draft pick. You're going to get a much difficult schedule next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the pieces are in place. You have your quarterback. You're building the offensive line. Mm-hmm. You might have the best coaching room in the NFL. One of, if not the best. And I Mike Vrabel might win coach of the year. The future is bright if you're a Patriots fan. I don't know if it's going to be this year, but the future is bright.
But the things about it that you always have to remember is, we always do this with any team that starts to come up. It's like, well, you know, next year. We do this with the Commanders. What did the Commanders do this year?
Had a rough year.
And that's the thing is that you have to capitalize on every single window.
You do.
It's just...
Because you don't know if Jane Daniels' elbow is going to fall off next year.
Here's the thing. If I told you the Patriots went to the Super Bowl, would it really be that surprising?
No. They're good.
Like, their measure of success this year, have they been tested a ton? No. But
they're 14-3 in the NFL.
It's hard to win 14 games no matter what.
And that's one of those funny talking points, though, too, is that, you know, looking at it this year, their schedule and who they play, let's see how they handle next year when they've got a tougher schedule. Well, guess what? We're not there.
No.
We're still in this season, and
that's
they
true.
Have a playoff game coming up now, which they can go win, and they can still get themselves to the Super Bowl this year. We'll worry about, you know, as Patrick likes to say, that's a problem for tomorrow, Patrick.
Yeah, it's future me.
That is true. They'll take on the Chargers this weekend. That's a Sunday game. Probably the best seating that they could have asked for.
And obviously, also, I can't believe I'm defending the Patriots.
me too.
I don't like it.
Obviously, you want the bye, but I think getting the Chargers in week 1 is nice at home.
Well, I mean, the Chargers are limping in.
Yep. They're just as
you got Herbert the rest. That's great and everything. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, that Texans team, while it was a close game, the Texans, you know, physically beat the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what happens.
Yeah. You Patriots fans are Bills fans right now. I'm just telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Patriots would rather play the Bills than the Texans because it reseeds.
Yeah.
Wait. The Broncos will get the lowest, so they will get the second lowest. They are Steelers fans.
There you go.
They are Steelers fans. Big time Steeler fans, so you can avoid that Texans. They'll be fun. They're a team that I have no idea what to think. Like you said, if they make a run, they make a run. If they don't, I guess I'm not super shocked.
No, I mean,
either way.
The AFC, if you told me the Texans, Jags, or Patriots made a run, I'd be like, sure.
Sure. Why not?
Texans have the best defense in football. The Jags are playing better than anybody else. And the Patriots have been one of the best teams in the league this year.
And one of the best coached.
Yeah.
And one of the best coached. All right, when we come back, let's slide over to one of those teams. That's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Dare I say the Carolina Panthers of the AFC? We'll check them out, their future and what they look like, how they got here, and what to expect from them. Good luck on that. 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming up in a little bit here, we'll get to our NFL picks in review. We'll take a little trip down memory lane and see how we did from the beginning of the year. And it's not going to turn out as well as the Big Ten picks did, my friend. I'm just a spoiler alert on that. Our NFL picks were not as great as our Big Ten picks. We'll have some fun with that in a moment. But continuing this walkabout of the NFL teams in the playoffs, our next victim here is the Pittsburgh Steelers, 10-7. First in the AFC North. Obviously, the big addition in the offseason was that of Aaron Rodgers. And as nauseating and painful,
prolonged as that process was,
painful as that thing was to cover, it eventually got figured out. And look, Aaron's had ups, Aaron's had downs. But I will say, of late, Aaron's been pretty good. And you saw him against the Ravens in a game they had to win. And he handled business.
Completed 2/3 of his passes, had a 24-7 touchdown interception ratio.
Had one rush for 20 yards, and might have sealed the game for him.
I mean, is he a lesser version of what he was? Yeah.
Of course.
How many quarterbacks would you take over Aaron legitimately? Obviously,
the big three.
The MVP.
Yeah.
Then you probably put, Drake in there, you put Stafford in there, Dak. Probably
I don't know if I take Drake May over Aaron Rodgers. Right now?
Yeah, right
for
now.
For like a game?
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of like Aaron over Drake May. Because he's a kid.
But you're kind of making my point for me. Like,
sure.
We all know. We talked about going into that game against the Ravens. Look.
I'm going to take Stafford, Mahomes, Allen, and Lamar.
You wouldn't take Dak over him?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not a Dak guy, though.
What about Baker?
No.
Okay.
For one game, no.
Okay.
Aaron's a lot smarter.
And that's the thing about it. Like, look, I have my bias here. I grew up with him. He's the most talented athlete I've ever been around.
I mean, I say it all the time on this show. He is what you want your quarterback to be.
And it's not just him as a quarterback. Like, I mean, as an athlete. He's the most I've said this, I think, on air multiple times. Aaron could have been a Major League Baseball pitcher, and he could have been a high Division I basketball player.
That's pretty rad.
He is the most there are stories about him that they used to play shuffleboard in Green Bay in the preseason. In training camp every year, he won every time. It does not matter what he does. He is the most gifted athlete I've ever seen in my entire life. It is uncanny how good he is, how well his brain, like, he was a great chess player too. He's just the perfect connection of elite athlete and IQ brain
and
processing.
Brain.
It's you don't get that very often. Any position.
Did you see the interaction between him and Tomlin after that game?
Mm-mm.
He turns to Mike Tomlin and goes, man, thanks for bringing me in here. And Tom looks at him and goes, hell, man, thanks for coming. it's safe to say that marriage has kind of worked out now. I think what you're worried about now, you're going to get DK Metcalf back.
Yes.
Which is going to be huge. You saw in that game against Ravens, which is why I think Aaron's performance was so impressive, was that he didn't have his main target, and really the rest of that receiving core is pretty questionable, pretty suspect. So for him to be able to do what he did with that cast of characters was pretty impressive. He'll have DK Metcalf back, but I think what's just challenging with this team is they have wins against good teams, and they have losses against bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the opposite of what Rusty was saying about the Patriots. It's like, They're probably the team that I would not bet any money near anywhere, because I don't know what team's going to show up.
No, this is a Steelers team that beat New England.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they beat the Colts before the wagon fell off there.
They also lost to Joe Flacco
mm-hmm.
in the Bengals.
They don't make a ton of sense.
They don't. They can be in close games with the Bears and get blown out by the Bills.
And they lost to Cleveland the week before they, you know, beat Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But they did close the season winning 4-5,
mm-hmm.
beating Baltimore, Miami, Detroit, losing to Cleveland, and beating Baltimore again.
Detroit might be the best team to not make the playoffs in the history of the NFL,
mm-hmm.
at least from a personnel standpoint. They're going to be tough. I mean, we've talked about these teams. We talked about the Panthers yesterday. They are the definition of purgatory. They've got a good coach. They've got a good roster. They've got a great fan base, great ownership. But when's your next quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
They're almost like the NFL's version of the transfer portal for quarterbacks
mm-hmm.
because they're never drafting high enough to develop somebody. They don't really ever come across like they want to go get somebody.
Well, they've been
like
if
Mendoza was their guy, mm-hmm. they just don't strike me as a team that would wager that all that draft capital to go get him.
No, it's a little bit surprising in the sense of that, you know, they don't do the Packers thing where they draft a quarterback before they need it.
No, they don't.
Because stylistically, they're very similar.
I mean, they've really only had two quarterbacks in their history.
Well, I know, but I mean, it's like what's interesting about the Steelers now is Steelers' identity has always been the steel curtain.
Sure.
Now, you had Big Ben, Hines Ward, and those teams, and you know, Bettis in between.
Antoine Randall L.
You had Bradshaw and Lynn Swan. But it's always been about the defense.
Sure. It's always been about Mean Joe Green.
You know, James Harrison.
T.J. Watt.
Just complete and utter mm-hmm. psychopaths that are on that team.
Joey
right?
Porter.
Yeah. Just yeah.
Rod Woodson. Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby, Rod Woodson.
And hell, Ryan great Clark.
Player. Ryan Clark was a good player.
He handed out CTE like candy.
I wish Ryan Clark still played football so I didn't have to watch him on television.
That's very true. But beyond that, this team is like, what's actually their identity? It actually feels like it's more Mike Tomlin.
Without a
than
doubt.
Than it's their offense or their defense.
That's a very good point. And I think that's what makes this team a struggle for me mm-hmm. because I don't know what they're good at.
They're not bad at anything. Like,
no.
I was looking at it earlier. Their points per game, they're like smack dab in the middle. They're 15th.
Mm-hmm.
But defensively, they're like kind of smack dab in the middle. Like,
sometimes the defense shows up and sometimes it doesn't. Like, it's very Jekyll Hyde-y. Yeah.
It's I don't know, man. I have a really hard time putting my finger on what they are.
And that's why I don't love the future of this team. I don't love their playoff aspirations. They're just good. And being just good is not good enough.
Trying to find here. It's the 30, 28. So they're 26th in the NFL in yards given up per game.
That's not good.
No. But in points per game, they're at 22.8, which is smack dab in the middle of the league.
So they got a little bend, don't break to them.
Yeah. So there's that to them.
They also have some lopsided victories and losses.
They are,
you know, Chargers 25-10. Yeah. That's a loss. Bengals, they won 34-12. So that can kind of skew your stuff a little bit.
They have the 13th best run defense in the league. So
average.
Right behind the Rams.
Okay.
Okay. And then their pass defense, that's where they struggle a little bit. I think they're getting up like 250 a game. Yeah, 243. Yeah, they're really bad. So they're what, 29th in the league in pass yards. But so you can beat them in the air, but they don't give up the points. Again, that bend don't break. But they also have a top half rush defense.
And that might be the benefit they have going into Texans, mm-hmm. going to play the Texans on Monday night. That
is, they don't necessarily scare you.
No, but also I don't know if the Texans scare them. You follow? Like, we are scared of that defense, but Mike Tomlin does not coach teams to be afraid of that defense. They're going to make CJ Stroud try to beat him.
Well, the flip
side
is,
because I think they're going to feel good that Aaron will find a way against that defense.
Well, again, the flip side is, you know, as far as offenses are concerned, the Steelers had a combined just barely over 300 yards a game. There's what, 6 teams in the NFL had less than 300 yards.
That's what you're banking on.
But then it's the Steelers and Dolphins. And by the way, the Texans had a better offense than them.
I mean, I'm taking the Texans in this game.
No.
I'm just thinking if you really want to.
I heard the boys this morning, and they were talking about how this game was going to go, and I heard them say there's two ways this game can go, that it's a field goal win, like kind of a last drive or, you know, closing minutes, closing drive by the Steelers. That's how they win,
mm-hmm.
or the Texans beat the crap out of them. And I kind of agree because I just the Texans beating the crap out of them though is like 21-10.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
That's an ass whooping by the Houston Texans.
Because it's just you're just not gonna score.
And as much as CJ's played better, and I don't mean to turn this into the Texans, as much as CJ's played better, that offense still has issues. And I think that's why if you're a Steeler fan, that's what you're kind of hoping, is mm-hmm. that those issues still kind of show up. Because whether it's Davis Mills or C.J. Stroud, I mean, if I'm being honest with you, dude, the offense kind of looks the same to me. I mean, I'd rather have C.J. Stroud, obviously, but I'm not, like, wowed when C.J. comes mm-hmm. back. And I think that's, if you're Pittsburgh, that's what you're hoping for. I mean, I'm going to take the Texans in this game, but it'll be interesting to watch.
The thing you're hanging your hat on in this game, I don't know, not to get all single gamey and all those kind of things, who's the quarterback with the most playoff wins in the playoffs?
That'd be Aaron Rodgers.
Where would you rather rest your hat?
I'd rather rest my hat on Aaron Rodgers, and you're at home. And if TJ Watt has a game, there you go. Sometimes that's all that matters.
But the flip side of this is the Steelers and Texans are the two best pass-protecting teams in the NFL as far as allowing sacks.
There you go.
But I think teams that have played the Texans have a different point of view on that.
I agree. It's like your Iowa statement.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good on Monday.
No.
I'm kind of sad this is the Monday night game.
I am too.
It's the least juice.
I love the Texans, and I wanted them to have an quote-unquote easier path. I like that.
Sure.
But
from a TV viewpoint?
I just want to watch the Texans torment somebody.
Right. All right, when we come back, we'll take a trip down memory lane, and we'll take a peek at our picks from the beginning of the season in the NFL. We'll have a little fun with that. But first, we'll send it to Rusty with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you. Hello,
my love. It is Tuesday. That means free consultation at 12:15. So get those. Any needs you got in your personal life, your sports life, whatever it is. Get those in at free consultation, 12:15. They're starting to roll in. Fill them up. We'll do a double seggy if you like. If you need more, if you have more questions about my high school life, you're more than willing to, more than able to ask.
I need to get a judge's approval before I talk about mine.
I am an open book here. Mm. I have nothing to hide. Enter to win a 4-pack of tickets to the 66th annual Portland Boat Show, Thursday, January 7th through Sunday, the 11th. Check out the best prices, top brands, and compare hundreds of boats to buy, all under one roof at the Portland Expo Center. Enter now at 1051thefan.com or grab 2-for-1 discount coupons at pdxboatshow.com. It's a good thing we didn't gamble on our NFL picks at the beginning of the year. You know, there's not a ton of egregious ones in here. And I think if you even look at it, I don't think you can really fault anybody for it. Look, okay, Rusty picked the Chiefs to win the West. So did Danny. Mm-hmm. I did not.
So did most of the country, probably.
So did most of the country. So I don't think we expected to see the fall off of that. But some fun ones here. Rusty, you had the Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. You are 0-for in that. In the AFC.
Gee, thanks, man.
Danny, you had Bills, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. Also, you are also 0-for. Patrick, Bills, Ravens, Texans, Broncos! Hey! Look at that. Look at this duck honk over here taking Bo Nix. Not a duck honk.
Mm.
Well, you guys think I am.
What color is your hat right now?
Timber's green.
Mm. Always finding a way.
NFC in Rusty's world would be the Eagles, Lions, Bucks, and Rams. Not bad.
Yeah.
The Bucks should have, if it weren't for the Falcons. Yeah. You got the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams could have.
Yeah.
Danny, we've got Eagles, Packers, Buccaneers, and then this says Spins Chambered.
Yeah. Because I was like, I don't know. I don't know who wins this division.
I don't know if I can give you that, buddy.
It's fair.
I don't know if I can give you that. We'll come down to me. I got Eagles, Packers, Bucks, and Seahawks. Nailed the West. Nailed the West.
To be fair, I also didn't take any of the other NFC West teams as wild cards.
Well, really?
Mm-mm.
You just thought they'd beat up on each other enough? Yep. Instead, they beat up on the rest of the
league? I took two NFC North teams. I took the Lions and Bears.
Lions. Well, I don't think that would be that bad of a problem. I mean, I did, because I took... Where did we go? I had the Packers winning, and I took the Vikings and the Lions. Mm. Boy, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
Why did I take the Vikings?
Well, when I was J.J. McCarthy, I was like, I'm out!
Yeah.
I'm out!
Let's see. Rusty's NFC wild cards. Commies, Packers, Seahawks. Got two of those in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Packers and Seahawks. You are Commies, Lions, and Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Bears.
Mm-hmm.
I am Commies, Lions, and Vikings. So I'm an 0 for there. AFC, I got Chiefs, Chargers, Jags. 2 of 3.
Yep.
In the playoffs. Not bad. You're rocking Bengals, Broncos, Patriots. 2 of 3. Not bad.
The wild cards that I took were Patriots and Bears. I thought both those teams would be good this year.
Rusty went with Chargers, Broncos, Jags. Clean sweep there, Rusty, of playoff teams. Maybe not necessarily there. Two of those were division winners.
They're all in there.
They're all there. As far as our final four goes, Rust has Bills, Chiefs, Lions, Eagles. You got two teams alive. You have lost the Super Bowl. So your final four is at 50%. And your natty is at 50%.
Yeah.
Not a good bracket, buddy.
Yeah.
Danny, you are rocking Bills, Ravens, Eagles, Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. 3 of 4.
3 of 4.
You got Bills, Eagles in your Super Bowl. I've got Bills, Broncos, Packers, Eagles, Packers over Bills in the Super Bowl. I'm fully alive.
There you go.
Look at that. It's like I'm good at brackets or something.
Mm. We'll see how yours turns out in March Madness.
It'll be trash because I'll fall in love with Iowa State and I'll take them too far and then they'll lose in like the Sweet 16 because I love defense.
There you go.
You know, I fall in love with defense in college basketball.
Got to be able to score in the tournament.
And I always take them too far.
What's interesting about that in the NFL, there's almost a direct correlation between defense and winning Super Bowls.
That's the truth. That's the truth. I think the Chargers are, maybe it's not defense. I saw something. It's like since like the dawn of man, basically, a Super Bowl champ has been like a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense. The only team this year that is not is the Chargers, just because, I mean, injuries and stuff, but like their offense is not ranked super high or something like that. I don't remember the exact quote I saw, but you're right. It is a direct correlation and more so not just defense, but also just balance.
Yeah.
Do you care to repick now?
Yeah, I'll take, mine was AFC Championship, Bills over Ravens. Give me the Jags in for the Ravens.
Bills, Jags?
I'll go Bills,
Jags.
They
play this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, they do, don't they? Yeah, so.
Well, just what do you like for Super Bowl?
I mean, I picked the Jags to go.
Yeah.
So, I was talking to Joe Simons last night, because we were in a picks league together. And I had a just brutal, brutal week that I think is my only 1-4 week of the season. Cost me second place. A couple $100.
That's brutal.
And one of them was the Raiders beating the Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs to cover that game. I picked the Cowboys to beat the Giants. And then I lost on a half-point cover for the Bucks.
Brutal, dude.
Because it was 2.5 points for the Bucks over the Panthers.
That's a brutal way to go, man.
Stuff. I picked the Jags to go to the Super Bowl. So put Jags in on the NFC side. Drop the Eagles. Give me the Seahawks.
Jags, Hawks. Rusty, what do you like?
Well, my preseason pick, I had the Bills in there in the Super Bowl.
Might as well ride it.
So might as well ride it, even though they're going up against my Jaguars in the first round. In the NFC East, honestly, or in the NFC, excuse me, I wouldn't be surprised if any one of those NFC West teams is the Super Bowl representative.
Without a doubt.
Whether it's the Hawks, the Rams, or the Niners. And I don't think, I'll put it this way. I would be surprised if it's not one of those three teams in the Super Bowl.
I think I dropped the Niners off that list now. I think it's the Seahawks.
I might too as well, but I firmly believe, at least I hope, that the NFC Championship is between two teams from the West.
Yeah.
And I'd be rad. It'd be rad if somebody went through all three of them. Mm-hmm. Like if the Seahawks got the Niners in the second round and had to play them again, mm-hmm. and then got the Rams in the championship game, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. And then like in the AFC, it's like, okay, look, I don't think it's gonna be the Steelers or the Texans, but I wouldn't be surprised if you got Broncos, Jaguars, Bills, Patriots, or Chargers. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is wide open.
I picked the Bills to be in the Super Bowl to lose to the Packers. I do not believe the Packers are winning the Super Bowl anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take the Seahawks big time. Part of me wants to keep the Bills in there. We'll get to this when we get to
tough for me too.
We'll get to this when we get to the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. There's a lot on the line this playoffs. Dare I say, no one has more pressure on them than Josh
or McDermott,
and maybe the only person is McDermott.
Yeah,
I'll take Seahawks over the Texans.
Okay,
I don't love that Texans offense. I love that defense.
That defense is just violent.
Yeah, I love that defense. All right, we'll see how these play out. When we come back, it's Web Gems. You like that twisted tea? Don't get it too twisted, because you be gone. Michigan State next, 105.1 The Fan.
Sometimes it's good.
Aw, I've interrupted happy time.
Sometimes it's bad.
Now, son of a...
It's Web Gems.
What'd you do?
The firm of Harris and Marang on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
This is Web Gems, doing every single day at 11:45. Coming up in the big nooner, we'll have free consultation at 12:15, so anything you need help with, please, my friends, send them in, 503-864-6326, or over on the YouTube chat. Also, we'll have a little bit of chatter. We'll start our Oregon-Indiana chatter coming up. I guess we've already kind of started it throughout. I feel like we give a lot of flowers to Indiana. We should probably talk a little Ducks.
We don't do that here.
We don't talk Ducks here.
No.
I've been led to believe that we talk too much Ducks, because we are the home of the Ducks, and that's all we ever talk about.
We're the Fan Sports Network, IU for life. IU for life. So I have a little conversation about the Oregon Ducks and their brand and what that says around the rest of the college football playoff as we sit in the final floor. So get those free consultations and we'll do that next. But today's Web Gem comes to you via Michigan State, as former player Paul Davis was ejected last night. He had some twisted tea up in his business. And he was apparently screaming things at a referee, and this led to his ejection. And Tom Izzo had this to say about his former player.
You know, I love Paul Davis. I really do. He's one of my favorite guys. He's always calling and doing things. But what he said, he should never say anywhere in the world. And that ticked me off. So just because it's 20 years later, I'm going to have to call him tomorrow and tell him what I thought of it. And you know what he'll say? I screwed up, coach. I'm sorry. So he kind of got after the official, and he was 150% wrong. And for a guy like me to 150% agree with the official, it's almost illegal. So I feel bad that Paul did that, because he's been a guy that comes back a lot, and we got to keep him coming back. Okay, we made a mistake, but he's been really good with our players too. Like in the summer, he comes up and helps work a guy out or just around, and he just you know. Judd Heathcote used to always tell me that sooner or later the game makes fools of us all. Once in a while, the game makes fools of our fans, and definitely, it's made a fool of me more than a couple of times. So,
I think one of the biggest takeaways from that is that Tom Izzo once in his entire life agreed with referees.
You can hear him. It's hard for him to say that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a joke, but it's also like, Paul, look what you made me do.
Yeah. That's why I'm not mad at you.
I'm disappointed.
Just disappointed.
Yep.
Did he just go all Taylor Swift on him? Yeah. Look what you made me do.
Yeah.
I don't understand that reference.
Mm. That's literally one of her songs.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know any Swizzle.
You do.
I just know the
It doesn't even bother him anymore.
I know, exactly. Yeah,
she wears short shorts. I wear t-shirts.
Yeah, something like
She's
that.
She's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers.
Doesn't know any songs. Exactly. Sings
about
it.
The right, day yes. you could wake up and find that watch.
You have a daughter. You have a daughter.
I got two.
That's what I mean. You know it.
Here's this is a little bit of a squirrel side note moment here, and this is not just about sports, but also the world in general. Can we stop with the stupid superlatives of anything over 100%?
Yeah.
I agree on that for 1,000%, 10,000%. We're going to reduce costs and prices by 600%.
No, you're not.
Do you know what that means?
You can.
Do you know what that means?
That means you would owe me, but you would pay me to take the service.
No, you actually can.
No, you can't.
You can.
No,
that's not how math works.
There is 100%, and that is it. Anything over that, and you, to me, sound like a dumbass.
No. Going up. Yeah. You can go up more than
100. I don't care. No.
But you can't go down more than
100. No, but the whole thing, like, I agree 1,000%. Just stop. You sound like an idiot.
No, but you can go up. You just can't go down.
I understand.
Profits can be up 600%. It
happens.
Look,
don't be happy.
That can happen. But again, like, you know, committed 10,000%.
What gets in your craw more, that or the legal tampering period?
Legal tampering is such a stupid phrase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've gone through this one
such
before.
A stupid phrase.
I love it when NBA free agency comes around because I'm like, oh, you know what it's time for?
Yes,
legal tampering, baby.
Yes, that's been a bit on our show in the past few
years. What's the other one you don't like? Oh, the re-signing. College players re-signing at their school.
Yeah. Oh, you mean you're going back to school?
I love that. I've like become numb to it now. Now I'm just like, yep, this is what they do. It took me like 3 days of being mad at it.
I think I just need to convince myself with the fact that I'm okay with President Terry Crews.
I was reading a tweet about the transfer portal. The other day. Was it Hector what Camacho?
Oh, Hector. God, there's like five names in there. I want to say there's an Elizondo in there.
Yeah,
maybe.
It is an Elizondo. Yeah. But I was reading a tweet earlier about somebody going in the transfer portal, and the verbiage to it was so, like, word for word, verbatim, what I have seen Shams tweet out about a player going to free agency.
Love it.
That I replaced mentally transfer portal with free agency. And I had to stop and reread it because I was like, that did not say free agency. that didn't say free agency, right? And I went back and reread the tweet. And I'm like, no, it says transfer portal. Because I was like, because that's what it is.
You missed the best part of Terry Crews and Idiocracy's name. He is President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
There we go, yes.
I got a buddy whose last name's Camacho. We call him Camacho. Wild character.
Yeah.
Wild
I don't think
character.
You can have that.
Well,
name
you should just shorten it to Macho.
He is a very wild character.
Or just call him Hector.
Or Cam.
Or Dwayne.
Hector Macho Camacho. That was the boxer.
Mm.
Macho Camacho?
Mm-hmm. Hector Macho Camacho.
Yeah.
Yes, in the 80s.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Had the bedazzled shorts.
Yeah.
If you had to have a soda as one of your middle names, what would it be?
Dr. Pepper.
Daniel Dr. Pepper Meringue.
Because then I'm a doctor.
I could see that. Yeah. That fits.
It's also a DP too, so it's my initials.
I have to go ahead and mark that one.
I'm going to go with Patrick.
Oh, I'm the bad guy now.
you just called yourself DP.
I'm going to go with Patrick Baja Blast Harris.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, see, but the
Jeffrey Surge Russ.
Yeah, I don't know if you can go Baja Blast. I think you're more a Sierra Mist.
Oh.
Oh, here we got to go with Jeffrey Jolt Russ.
Jolt Russ, yes.
I don't know, I would have gone with Sprite just because of your just sprightly personality.
Did I ever tell you that all I ever
have
wanted
you ever tried the Sprite Chill? It might be the Sprite Chill.
Yeah, there you go.
Did I ever tell you that all I ever wanted when I was a kid was to be in a Sprite commercial?
Why?
Because I loved hoops. And it's like, if you were famous, you were in a Sprite commercial.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw LeBron in a Sprite commercial and I was like, oh, he made it.
You didn't want to do, was the Michael Jordan.
Grant Hill. It wasn't Penny. It was Grant Hill.
No, I was thinking of bad commercials. Was that a Hanes commercial where he had the German stash?
Oh, Michael?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe it was the undies.
I would have pictured you more for a Hanes guy.
Hanes guy? No, I don't wear tidy whities, man.
Really?
No, I don't wear anything.
I'm a boxer briefman.
No, I'm just straight boxers, old school. I let that freak flag fly.
See, I can't. It's the
support.
You need the support for once you're done, you know, in the facilities.
Because
no matter how much you shake and how much you dance, the last drop always winds up in your pants.
I mentioned the two times is fine, three times is playing with yourself to Tiff.
What does nine times mean?
And she looked she looked at me, she's like,
I don't know, but
what?
Daddy's winning.
Yeah. But she looked at me and just like, what? And I'm like, oh, that's right, you're not a dude. You've probably never heard that before.
You don't understand.
Yeah. No, no. Two times.
You don't understand. It makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, if you're a dude, you understand. Two times is fine. Three times you're playing with yourself.
All right, the Big Nooner is next. We'll slide over to this college football semifinal between the Oregon Ducks and Indiana. Is Oregon the best brand left in the playoff? A little different than what the media wants, but are they the best brand? Plus, we'll also get to some free consultation, so get those in, 503-864-6326. The Big Nooner is next. 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.